he said that, oh, now there have been he's asked him to stand down from being involved in police activities. And in fact, this is what he said.
If the agreement goes through and we have agreed to engage them fully, there will be 15 of them coming in into the country. They've been here since February. I've asked them to stand down. They have their own other activities that they're going to go about to do now. Okay, and once they've completed that, and I've completed the process of requesting NSAC to deliberate on the submission that I will put in, we will reactivate that.
So that's PNG Police Commissioner Gary Barkey. Joy, what does he say is going to happen now?
So what he says is going to happen is, although the men have been stood down, they will remain in the country, and he is working on a submission which he will present to the National Security Advisory Council.
I've briefed the NSAC, National Security Advisory Committee, on this. I will put a submission. It's up to them to look at it and deliberate on it. If they support my intentions, good. If they don't support it, we have to look elsewhere. But at least this is an opportunity and an option that I presented.
Joy, what, if anything, has the National Security Advisory Committee had to say about this whole issue?
Okay, so the chairman of the National Security Advisory Committee, that's Mr. Isaac Lukwari. He's also the government chief secretary, and he, in a press statement, expressed his appreciation for such a training initiative by the police. But he says that following the completion of the training demonstration, the NSAC, they have been updated and they're satisfied, but he says that they will also need to get clearance from the United States government for this American citizen.
Well, it does seem on the surface of it that Commissioner Barkey might not have followed proper process. There have been calls for him to be suspended and investigated. Any word on whether those things might happen?
There's no word. Yes, there have been calls for him to be suspended, and today he told reporters that he doesn't answer to anyone. He's in charge of the police force, and he will advise the government when he sees that it is right for him to tell the government what his plans are and what he's doing. There's not been any comments from the government regarding the call for his suspension.